gentlemen, welcome to a very special live edition of The Corner Store. It's a podcast that my good friend, the incredible hip-hop journalist and organizer, Tara Mahadevan, and I have on WGN Radio. So thank you for being in the building at FTC Studios today on a Sunday. Make some noise for yourselves for being alive and in the place to be. Yeah! Tara Mahadevan, how you be?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
Good, good, good. You look very fresh on a Sunday. You look like summer on a Sunday.
I was trying. It's a day party, right?
So yeah, that's
a little festive and not wearing all black like normal.
Yeah,
except you
like
are
me.
In all
yeah.
black.
I know. Yeah. I try to keep it thorough. I want to thank some people just off top because there are a lot of people. Yeah, we're going to go back and forth. Okay. Who do you want to thank? Who do you want to thank?
Oh, who do I want
to
thank?
I'm talking
I don't know
to you.
That was a question.
Yeah.
Max. Oh, Max is not in here, but...
Yeah, what is Max on the gram? Max is the Corner Store intern. Insufficient funds on the gram.
With one F.
With one F. Max helped to organize today and
yeah,
has done a really
incredible
job.
This wouldn't happen if it wasn't for him.
All facts. We have a few sponsors off top. PBR, if you guys are drinking the beverages, as some of you are, and also Club Monaco for supplying beverages. Club Monaco? That's a clothing brand. Just Monaco?
Yeah.
I feel like being in the club, though. Okay. We are at a great place, a great community space in Chicago, FTC Studios. Make some noise for our host here. They do a lot of great work, a lot of great pop-ups. They do some paint and sips or something like that. There's a lot of drink and draw. That's what it is. And so, stay in tune with what they're doing. Who else, Tara?
Ernie, our engineer from WGN.
Yo, make some noise for Ernie, y'all. Holding down the sound, making it sound good.
Casera's also in the house, our producer for WGN.
DJ Cash Era, for those that know. Want to thank Lily Q's Potato Chips. I guess that's all our sponsors for today.
Yeah.
Cool. Our guest of honor is in the building.
Illustrious.
She has arrived. Royalty is in the house. You can make some noise just off top, off jump. I feel like, you know, we are in a moment of your ascension, you know, where you are in
to the throne.
Yeah, to
okay.
the throne. I mean,
okay.
I think she's already rocking the crown, but
well,
like,
she
yeah, she's going to get a very comfortable seat, like in the skyline now. the record that is streaming everywhere is incredible. I'm going to say wild. I feel like I'm not going to say it because
eating my pussy.
Yeah, because I feel like that's just like a wild thing for me to say. You feel me?
Not for you.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
We're moving on.
No. I mean, I'm for it. I just don't know if it's mine to say, you know. Without further ado, Chicago's own, really like on her throne shit, please make some noise, y'all, for Queen Key.
Thank God.
How are you today?
I'm good.
Yeah?
I'm so happy you're here. You're definitely one of my favorites.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, we're honored and excited to have you. Before we begin, though, we have some treats for you. That's okay.
All right, bring them out.
All right, cool. All right. To begin with, we have. I went to my. You know, this is different from the shit we normally give our guests because we knew we had royalty in the building. So I went to my favorite bakery and we got you a red velvet cupcake. I don't know if you enjoy
you.
this kind of
yes.
stuff. All right.
Y'all
we also.
Know I like snacks.
You do. Okay, how do you feel about sour gummy bears?
Yeah.
Okay, those are for you. All right. And then our bartender today, Sophie, has also poured you a very special drink. This is a tall-ass mimosa because it's a day party. Tara, you're going to have one too, right?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so...
Thank you, Sophie.
Of course, thank you. Shit, hold on.
What you drinking, Kevin?
I got iced tea and, you know, maybe something in the iced tea. Cheers to you. Thank you so much. All right.
Cheers.
All right. Blow. So, is all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like half the bottle is in that cup, so pace yourself. Or do your thing. So, Queen Key, first of all, you know, thank you for being here. We're really excited to have you. For folks who are here, if it's okay with you, we were going to maybe have folks at the end be able to ask you questions, Key, if you are down for that. So as we're talking, folks, you know, make sure if you have something you'd like to ask the Queen, is that that's
yep, that's my name.
Okay, you know, yeah, make sure you have a good question for her. But to begin with, can we talk about the South Subs?
Yes, we can.
Yeah, yeah. So where are you from?
Well, like a little bit of everywhere. I lived in like all the South suburbs: Homewood, Hazelcrest, Country Club Hills, Flossmoor. Yeah, everywhere. I lived in Dalton. I lived in Indiana twice. Everywhere.
So I'm going to ask specifically about the South Subs because I think there's a lot of misconceptions. But why were you moving around so much? What was going on?
I mean, I'd have to ask my mama. I mean, but yeah, like she was just moving a lot.
So the South, I think that there are some misconceptions about the South Suburbs. I think when people hear the South Suburbs, they think, you know, a bunch of different things. But what is it like out there, and what was your experience, you know, growing up and coming up out there?
It's like, how do I put this? It's different, actually, everywhere. Like, different parts of the suburbs are different. Like, it really depends because, like Dalton or Harvey is different from, like, Olympia Fields or, like, Orland or something, you know? Like, it's just, it really just depends. But I like the suburbs.
Yeah. They, I've been to a lot of schools in Dalton, in Harvey. A lot of Chicagoans had, you know, in the last 20, 30 years have been pushed to the South Suburbs. And so there's, you know, there's a lot of kind of displacement of Chicagoans living out there. Did you go to high school out in one of those joints?
Yeah, well, I went to HF and I went to Eisenhower. So HF is in Homewood and Eisenhower is in Blue Island. So it's like, that's like opposite kind of, but then again, it's kind of still like it's similar. It's just like different.
Mm-hmm. And what did your mom do coming up?
She's a teacher.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, like she was even my like substitute before and shit. Can I curse?
Yes, you could. Yeah, please. Yeah. I feel like we
could say whatever you want.
Yeah.
I mean, we just eat my pussy on the mic, so I think we
right,
good.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Like she was my substitute before and shit. Like.
Yeah. Is that weird having your mom as your sub? Would you act out?
When I was younger, like, okay, so like third grade, I liked it. But then, like, when I started getting older, having boyfriends and shit.
Oh, she was your sub in high school?
Like junior high.
Oh, okay. Okay. Of course, you had little boyfriends.
Been at this. So she wasn't for you having boyfriends in junior high?
Nah, like she was like on some can't have boy phone calls type shit. Like I wasn't one of those kids with a cell phone. Like I didn't get a cell phone until I was like a teenager, like probably 14, 13 or something. Like,
you had to use that landline?
What, the house phone?
Yeah.
You
know?
Yeah.
Ancient
house phone.
For real, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So were you a mischievous kind of kid then?
Y'all study calling me mischievous.
Well, I mean, like
that's
a question.
Word that describes you though, because I've read all these articles about you, and mischievous is like the word.
Okay. Well, tell me what how you define mischievous.
Let me know. You the dictionary here.
You know, someone who maybe has a penchant for getting into trouble.
Mm.
It's a question, not an accusation. But I mean, if your mom,
you say occupation?
No, a.
He said accusation.
Yeah, oh, yeah, accusation.
Yeah, yeah. It can be an occupation, mm-hmm. Indeed. Yeah.
Oh well, I guess I did. I got in a lot of trouble when I was younger.
So why?
But I ain't really. But I really
didn't want to admit that.
I really didn't do nothing though, like.
Well, what were you allegedly getting in trouble for?
Well, allegedly, I guess, like, I was just, I don't know, because I ain't do nothing, so I really
right,
don't
you don't know.
Know
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
She plays a fifth. You know what I
mean? Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, why? So you're.
I guess like I talk a lot. I mean, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. I didn't really do nothing out of the ordinary to me. But I guess just like not following rules type of stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which seems to be. I mean, you're, yeah,
I feel
still
like. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I feel like that's consistent now, which is a great thing. I mean, I think it's probably part of the reason why you are, you know, who you are. So you, but you and your mom are close.
Well, yeah, we could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did it take a while, or was there a period?
Yeah,
where...
like we was definitely one of those, like mother and daughter that was like arguing, like battling type stuff. Because I guess, like, I didn't want to listen. And a lot of people say we a lot alike. So, yeah. But, I mean, we cool now, though. We cool.
Did you grow up with a lot of music in your house?
Yeah. A lot of music. A lot of different music. Like, old school music and just up-to-date music.
And I remember reading that you're used to make raps with your brother on, like, a little cassette.
Yeah.
Player or something,
yeah, like
right?
On the keyboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. We used to, like, make the beats on the... Or the piano used to come with beats already. And then we would just, like, slow down the tempos and shit and just, like, record.
And is that when you first started rhyming?
I guess.
Yeah. 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 Do you remember, like, early, like, first rhymes?
Uh-huh.
You... I feel like you're not going to kick them, but...
Maybe don't ask. I don't know what that
is. Yeah, I mean, I would be down to hear it, but I feel like you're not for the shits right now. How old were you when you first started rhyming?
I was in second grade, so I was seven, eight.
Okay.
And we probably did it to the point when I was like 7 to 9 or 10. And then it's like we moved, so we stopped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then when did you pick up the pen again?
In eighth grade, I kind of started, like, freestyling for fun. And then, like, I kind of stopped again. And then, like, my sophomore year, I started, like, freestyling for fun again. And then it's, like, I stopped. And then senior year, like, I recorded.
Okay.
And then I just kind of kept moving.
Okay. And at this time, like, who are some of the folks that you're listening to and maybe being motivated by or...
Pretty much everybody, like, well, when I was, like, young, I was probably listening to newer people.
Yeah.
Okay, when I was younger, more newer people, like, the Lil Wayne's, Nicki Minaj, Rihanna.
Dope. Yeah. And, I read the really beautiful article that the homie Lior Galil had written in The Reader. Lior is also in the building, so salutes to Lior. And in there, he mentions Rick Wilson. There he is. He mentions Rick Wilson. And so that's somebody who you know, we are a fan of on the pod as well. And so, you know, how do you know Rick?
We went to high school together. So, yeah.
And he was one of the first people who recorded you, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it happened, like I didn't even know I was about to, like, go with him because I was with one of my friends. And then he, like, yeah, we about to go to the studio. And then it ended up being Rick's studio.
And you knew who that was?
Just from, like, the hallways and stuff. Like, okay. I didn't really.
Yeah. And he said, he said, like, immediately he recognized that you were nice with it.
Yeah, he was cool, too.
And then when is that when you started to take rhyming seriously?
No, actually, I didn't. I kind of took it seriously once I walked out of college and...
You walked out of college?
Yeah,
I
didn't say drop out. You said walk out.
Yeah, I didn't drop out.
Yeah.
I walked out.
You walked out.
Yeah, I walked out.
What, how does your mom feel being a teacher?
She ain't know.
Oh.
I walked out.
Okay. Is it? This isn't going to be breaking
walked
news.
Walked out means I just literally, like, I had a class. I was at school, you know. I probably was at two classes. I did probably the first two classes. And then I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to be famous. Like, I literally told this girl. Like, I literally told this girl, and she came up to me at one of my shows, and she, like, told me, she remembered. I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to be famous.
I don't like it here. I'm gone. And I just walked out.
So you were doing shows, though, at that time?
I wasn't doing nothing.
Well, you said at one of your shows.
Oh, no, like later, farther down the line, she came back and was like, girl, I remember you.
Oh, I knew, yeah.
So how did you know that?
You know, it just started adding up. Everything in my life, you know, it just...
It's a feeling, Kevin.
It's like nothing was working out. I kept getting fired, like,
from any job.
Yeah. And, like, I just know I'm going to be, like, super wealthy. So I'm like, okay, I'm not supposed to have these jobs, but I'm going to be rich. And I could rap. Maybe I'm supposed to be a rapper.
All right.
I mean, it seemed like signs to me.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
What were some of the gigs that you were having?
Like my first shows?
No, I'm sorry. Some of the jobs.
Yeah. Lord. American Girl place. American Girl down.
On Michigan Avenue?
Yeah.
The
one downtown.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Real nice. The one in the Watertown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems like a very scary place.
Actually,
not that I hang out there or anything. I just want to put that out, you know, but I have a niece.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I have a niece. Yeah.
Pretty nice. Like, I actually really think American Girl dolls are really pretty. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
The dolls are really pretty. Like, I thought it would have been a real nice place to work, but I guess it just wasn't.
I can't wait for the Queen Key American Girl doll, though. That's going to be
amazing.
How
did you know it was going to be one?
It's a natural evolution. You know what I mean?
Yes.
What color hair is she going to have, though?
I mean,
so I think I want mine to be able to have wigs.
Oh, yes. True.
Like, wouldn't
switch
that be well?
Very fresh.
It'll be cool, actually, if she can have, like, her real hair just like mine. Like, it could be a fro or whatever. But then, like, when she get her wig, she could get braids, get her different wig. Like,
I love that.
Queen Key for
real. For real, yeah.
Versatile, yeah.
And then what college did you walk out of?
Prairie State.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you seem, you're a very confident person.
Yeah.
For a lot of good reasons.
Yes.
What was the next step then after you walked out of college?
So the jobs came after college.
Okay.
So after I walked out, I was like, I'm going to try to find a job. Because I didn't have a job when I was in college either. So that was even more the reason why I'm like, what? No, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's when you started to have the gigs. And then when did rhyming begin to kind of take the central place in your...
Okay, well, the last job that I ended up having, I didn't get fired at. I actually, like, I don't want to say quit, but we had, like...
You walked out.
No, I don't even... Damn, I did walk out. But I mean, she...
Yo, I hope you make it through the interview, by the way. I really hope so.
I kind of had like a little discussion, though, with my boss. Like, she kind of saw it coming because I worked at a daycare. I worked there for like 2 years, probably. And it's like, it was a home daycare. So it's like, I had like a lot of downtime, kind of, or like thinking time. And they were like super spiritual and stuff. So I was just figuring stuff out there or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's a long time to be at a gig, though, 2 years.
Yeah. That's right. How I knew it was, like, meant for me to stay there and just, like, get my stuff together, focus on just my music. I don't know. It just kept coming, like, naturally. Mm-hmm.
And so, but during that time working that job, you were focusing on your music.
Yeah, like, I even, like, put out my first songs and videos while I was still working there. I didn't quit there until, like, almost a year later, a year into rapping.
Okay. And what were some of the first songs and videos? And
Take Money, Queen Shit Part 2, Baked as a Pat, Hit a Lick.
But you had like 3 tapes you put out before EMP, right?
Yep. Your Highness 2 and Beauty and the Beast.
Nice. And so where does the Queen come from? Where does that moniker come from?
What do you mean?
Did your mom crown you at birth, or like when did that come into?
You know what? I actually had to crown myself.
Okay, speak on it.
it's like just a self-realization type of thing, and yeah, that's it.
And did that come pretty soon into your practice, or did you have other names prior and they just didn't fit?
Well, like when I was rapping with my brother, my name was Baby Nico.
Hey, okay. I don't hate that name.
I got meaning behind it.
What is it?
Well, my mom had a friend. Her name was Miko. And, like, she had real nice sunglasses. And she didn't have any kids. And I just thought she was super raw. And I think I thought her name was Nico. So I just said, Baby Nico.
But it was,
that's it. But it's actually Miko.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it came from.
It's a nice tribute.
But then you had to retire that, right?
Yeah. I just completely, like, I had forgot about it for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then when I got older, I remember, like, oh, my God, I used to call myself Baby Nico.
Do people know you in high school for rap? Oh, no, you weren't really rapping, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. I wasn't really doing nothing. I was in, like, theater. I like acting.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm an actress, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you could tell in your videos. I mean,
you
want to
do
real.
A little monologue?
Y'all gonna do it with me?
No, monologue. No, I don't act.
At what point did the people around you start to, you know, take note of your desire, your ability, your discipline in making music?
Really, they just kind of like caught on, because I didn't tell anybody. Like, I didn't tell my family members, like, oh, I'm about to try to be a rapper. I didn't tell nobody I'm about to try to be a rapper. Like, I literally just did it, and it's like people just had to, like, follow along.
Yeah.
I fuck with that, though, because, you know, a lot of people talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, and exactly. No, I don't even got time for nobody distorting my thoughts and shit, making me think I can't
or
do
doubt
something.
You,
right,
you
making
know?
Me think I can't do some shit. Yeah, hell no.
Yeah.
I can't.
The good homie DJ Frame told me to he'd rather be about it than talk about it. You know what I mean?
Right. People can talk a lot of shit on social media, so you know how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and so now, what is like your people, your camp? I mean, this is what you do in the world. So how mom has come around?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's here for your career.
Yeah. She down. Okay.
Does she come to your shows?
Yeah, she come to my shows.
She listen to the tape.
Yeah, she heard everything.
She likes the title.
What she think?
Yeah.
What is she like? Yeah. Really?
She basically fuck with the vision. Yeah, she say like my whole movement basically remind her of like how it was when Lil Kim was.
No, yeah, really.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, I take that as a compliment. So
I also think there aren't like a lot of women rapping in Chicago who, you know, at all, really, like not a lot. You know,
right?
Like, I love Katie, you know, but where's Katie, you know?
There are a lot. I mean, I think there are a lot of talented, you know, women MCs. But I think that given what we do in the world, given what we do in patriarchy, we don't put women MCs on enough, especially
but I feel
folks
like,
who
I'm talking
really
about in
rhyme.
Chicago, though. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like there aren't a lot of women rappers doing their thing for real.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, not
like
Queen Key.
No,
not like Queen Key.
Not.
That's what I was going to say. Facts.
But it's not even like, I'm not kidding. Not like you. Yeah.
I'm not
yeah.
Even.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well, how big of an influence was Lil Kim? Because, I mean, that is certainly a vibe you can get from not only the music itself, I mean, a kind of self-empowerment, but also even the look a little bit. You're your own person, but it seems certainly in a tradition.
Right. It's actually like she is more of an influence than I thought, because like half
your mom
the stuff
or Lil Kim.
Lil Kim.
Okay.
Yeah, Lil Kim. Half the stuff that I like even see from other female rappers that I would be like, oh, that's raw, like that started from Lil Kim. So it's just like, yeah, she a
I mean
big
it's that
influence.
Like attitude, you know? Yeah. Really transcends like generations and shit.
Lil Kim was different.
Yeah.
I mean I can't think of a woman rapper who put on in the way she did for not only her, you know, body, her sexuality, but also like for like I also can rhyme and out rhyme any of these boys,
right.
And so you can't test me in either of these spaces.
Right.
You
she
know?
Got swag for days.
Yeah, she really do. So that seems like a similar place that you're coming from. So I want to ask about Mickey Halsted and how you met him. You know, I knew Mickey as one of the most talented rappers in the history of the city of Chicago. You know, of course, like famously signed to Young Money and has written for a lot of people and has incredible records out in his own right. But how did you come to meet Mickey?
Well, one of my hairstylists slash makeup artists, she was like, you should work with Mickey Halsted. And I was, oh, no, actually, because she always making me do work. She sent me, like, an interview or whatever, and she was like, a person that you should work with is mentioned in this interview. So I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah.
You got to dig for it or something?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
It was a, you wouldn't even tell me their name.
It was a Kanye interview at that, a Kanye interview.
Yeah, yeah.
So
oh, okay. Yeah.
He was saying, like, so many people, like, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Which one? Right.
Yeah, I didn't know who she was talking about. So when I saw her in person the next day, I'm like, I watched the interview. Who was you talking about? And then she told me Mickey. And then I like DM'd him. And then, yeah, the rest is
you just DM'd him and he hit you back?
Yeah.
Hey.
And did you know Mickey as at that point just as a manager? Or did you know him as
You know what's so crazy? I didn't know nothing. I don't know where
I just
been.
DM'd him. You're like,
yeah,
hey.
I don't know.
It's like, hey, somebody said that I should know you. What's good?
What's good? Yeah.
Yeah.
Ouch. Thanks, Ernie.
Shout out, Ernie.
Oh, yeah. Wrapping it up, yeah.
I'm glad it wasn't me. Usually it's
no, you're doing great. It's all right. So, all right. So maybe talk a little about your relationship with Mickey, because he's managing you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what does that look like? Even on a daily basis, are you guys talking all the time? Is he help? Like, what is he helping with at this point?
Yeah. I mean, like Mickey, like a positive, like just a super positive influence to me, because it's like he don't smoke or drink. And it's like, and he an artist, you know, he make music, and it's like, he been there before type shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just relate with him a lot.
Yeah, he gets it on multiple levels, right?
Yeah.
And of course, he also manages G Herbo and right. some other folks. Did you go back and listen to his music at all?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I liked it. I think his stuff was real, like, what's the word? Smart.
Yeah,
like he made like a lot of smart music, and that's maybe why it wasn't like probably like appreciated how it should have been.
Yeah,
you know, like you know how the world is.
True. Yeah. Well, his Project Castro is honestly like one of my favorite Chicago records that has ever been put out. I mean, I'm a big fan. But let's talk about EMP. Is that that's what we call it? Thank you for that, Tara. By the way,
EMP.
Yeah, you allowed me to say. Yeah, exactly. I appreciate you.
No, I mean, but, like, you talk about smart music. Like, EMP is smart, you know? Like, you don't... Maybe you have to listen to it a lot to, like, maybe glean that from it, you know? Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, you
thank
smart,
you.
Girl. Like,
thank you. Thank you. I know, girl. Yeah. I got kicked out of preschool for being too smart. for real. I'm serious. Like, I had to...
So you went like, to... What's after preschool? First grade?
Kindergarten.
No, kindergarten.
Yeah.
But it's like, I just had to... It was a year where I had to, like, not go to school or whatever because my teacher told my mama that I was kind of, like, too advanced. All I remember is it was this damn little boy. He couldn't read for shit. And I
in
don't remember
preschool?
What the hell I did. Yeah.
Are you supposed
it's
to read
it? Probably par for the course. I don't know.
I mean,
know.
If we all learning how to spell cat.
And you just
how the hell
read novels? What do you like? Where are you?
You just clown this little boy.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Like you illiterate. You illiterate. No, yeah. No, I like the idea of you being
in preschool.
Yeah, like
you can't even spell
literal,
cat.
Literate.
Cat don't start with a K. I don't know.
So you're clowning this child.
I guess so. And then I just remember I had to get picked up. I remember my granddaddy picked me up. I was crying. My brother and sister used to always wake up early and go to school, and I had to just fucking sit there, basically. Like,
what did you? How did you spend your time?
I feel like that is super punishment. I don't remember what I used to do, really. That's what I don't remember. I just remember I used to be bored. Yeah. Bored as shit, waiting on my siblings
to get home. Get yourself in trouble?
See, always. This is, it's a history of mischievousness, I'm telling you.
I mean, I guess. I don't really remember. I just know I was bored, and I just remember waiting on them to get home, and I couldn't go to school. So
how is EMB? EMP, my bad.
EMB.
Yeah, EMT.
What's EMB?
I don't know what the B stands for. EMP. How is that? How is
I'm not gonna say it again.
How is that record?
I'm not gonna let you know again. Sorry.
How has Eat My Pussy changed your life?
Well, getting my pussy. I mean,
it's warm in here, hoes.
EMP has changed my life in a lot of positive ways. It showed me, like, it's showing me what I can do with the world and what I can do, like, with myself and just with my music, with my art, with my everything. Like, it's just showing me stuff. Like, with my music and with my projects or whatever I do, it's kind of like a test to like see what'll happen. It's like experiments. Like, I wanna see how the world gonna react. Because I know how I would react is my ideas. So
I mean, you like, push the envelope, you know, like that's your, you call it that out the gate, you know, doing whatever the fuck you want.
Period.
But can we talk about the cover? Because it's supposed to be modeled after paper magazine, right?
Yeah, so it's like mimicking a cover of Paper Mag. And yeah, it's like pussy is how paper would be. I'm the focal point, of course. And then it's two words to basically like kind of define what's going on, and that's empowering and disruptive. So yeah.
I know.
First, I was a little questionable on disruptive because I'm like, I ain't disruptive. But it's cool.
I don't know. Maybe
maybe a little bit. Maybe, you know.
Yeah, I'll take it.
But in a great,
that,
but in a way that's
not
important.
Not in a bad way.
Yeah,
right.
In a way that I think is important for culture. You know.
Yeah.
I think,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's that's why I accepted it, because I'm like, okay, that's cool. Because I just know back in the day, my write ups and referrals, they used to say disruptive. So that's why I just had that
bad vibe.
But I mean, it's cool.
I don't know. One. Disruptive looks different to different people, you know.
Yeah.
So,
what are some of the things that you've been excited about that has come to you since the record has been out?
Just like different opportunities, like different people who just finding out about me and just literally everything. Like even this, because I don't think. Y'all would I don't think this would have happened if EMP didn't happen.
No, so I knew about you before that.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, literally this. Like, we wouldn't be saying this.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Chicago needs you, you know? I think you're, like, a really powerful force, especially for women. But can you talk more about, like, why empowerment is important to you and centering your project on that idea?
It's very important to me because I see that that is something that people lack right now, just like self-love and just like feeling like they have power, kind of, you know? So yeah. I kind of want to, you know, like be an example of that.
Yeah, because in most of your videos you're, you know, mobbing with your girls. They're not too many
dudes. Real gang.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I've seen you in a video or two. Why is that important for you to be with your girls?
Because I feel like it's actually a couple different reasons. For one, because like they're really my friends, so I want them to be a part of my stuff. You know, like I want us to be able to look at a video or something like in 50 years and see that, you know, like we was all there, you know? So that's one reason. And then another reason is because I don't know, I feel like that's like, it's like it's another look. Like I don't see that a lot. So.
That's really beautiful about the, you know, the idea that history will also be a part that, you know, you're making history.
Yeah.
Are these folks that you've come up with for a while? Or
yeah, well, I knew them since like junior high, because you know I moved a lot, but I knew them for the longest out of like anybody, any of the people that I like met,
during my moves or whatever.
Yeah, and there, I would imagine, because, you know, a lot of times people think artists exist in a vacuum or it's like a solo venture, but you need a team. You need your people around you in order to thrive. Do you find yourself leaning into them a lot for whatever? Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely need anybody and everybody I'm around. I definitely need them, whether it's for like energy or something physical. It's like,
I mean, a support system is important even early on.
You have a big show coming up, the Lyrical Lemonade summer first ever inaugural summer jam.
You're the only woman on it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Which I feel a type of way.
Yes. Yeah, but I'm excited that you're on.
How does it make y'all feel? How does it make y'all feel?
I mean,
I'm excited for you, and I'm excited for people to see you.
Yeah,
and but I also feel like that's a big ass bill that could probably use some more women.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't there not even a lot of women from Lala, like from Chicago, on the Lala bill?
Yeah.
Like, it's just not representative enough of, you know.
But they got it right with booking you. So,
You know,
so,
they get it wrong. It could just be more right. I don't know.
Right.
And it's no shots. I mean, and that's not even anybody
it's also
there.
The first it's like iteration, so, you know.
And it's just the world.
Like, let's say I heard it's only one girl on that. I'd be like, huh? But then they'll be like, it's Queen Key. I'd be like, oh, damn, okay.
Well, like,
okay,
duh. You don't have like, any girl on
well, that's valid then. Yeah. All right.
For sure.
So that's a big show. What can people expect on that stage?
They can expect to probably hear and see what they never heard or saw before. Pretty much, like, just in real life, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and just a great performance, great energy. Yeah, we're gonna be turned.
Nice.
I mean, I believe that.
If you're down, maybe we'll see if folks in the building might have a question for Queen Key. Do folks have some questions for Queen Key? Anybody want to hop up? We have a microphone that Ernie has gotten. So if you do have a question, please keep the question to like a relative question one. And I'm certainly down to listen to folks' mixtapes, but.
Or beat tapes.
Yeah, but maybe Queen Key is not so, you know. We could, Ernie, I could, here.
Ooh. Okay, look, y'all all doing everybody but me.
So you said.
Perfect.
If you could say your name, too, that'd be great.
I'm Davey. I got shirts back there when the corner store open.
All right, I like the hustle.
But you said you got in trouble a lot in grammar school, but you said for talking, so like you would be done with your work fast.
Yes, and then you'd those be bothering type the kids. Of problems.
Yeah, that's petty. I went to school like that too.
Yes, those.
Because you're
they
too
was
smart.
Hating, right?
Because what?
Yes, you're too smart.
That's my only problem.
Well, that's what happens
that's
a lot.
That's wild to go home because you're too smart.
Well, that's what happens, I think, a lot of times.
I honestly would have never pulled my child out because a teacher said they was too smart. Like,
yeah, I'm sure at
I
that point.
I never did that.
Yeah.
Ever.
They don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I don't know.
We have another question. Okay. Cool. There's a question.
In the back.
Yeah. Come up, sir. We'll come to you. Thank you, DJ Cashera. And please say your name, young man.
Hello, young man. My name is Matt Muse. Hi, Queen
King.
Hey. So I have a question. That's what I'm doing this for. If you could collaborate with two artists, like on one song, who are not from Chicago, who would those artists be?
Dead or Alive.
Oh, she got me, guys.
Yeah, you thought you
One dead and one alive.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. That's what I want. Thank you. Tupac and Lauryn Hill.
Hey. Cool. Thank you.
What a fire track, too.
Yeah. You feel me? Hey, the world wouldn't be ready.
Well, and you know, you say on record that you got it from Lauryn, too, right? So she's also figured prominently.
Yes,
I really like
Lauryn Hill, like, a lot. Like, she just a super, like, positive, just influence and stuff. Like, a lot of people think she crazy, but I really, like, study her music, and I understand it, and I, like, thank her for that.
Yeah. She
I can see that in you too, Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. And she's about to go back out on the road, or she's, I guess, out on the road now. I mean, she played,
I said allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Don't
yeah.
I love you, Miss Hilda.
But that would be great eventually to see a Queen Key Lauryn Hill show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Are there other, any other questions from folks? Yeah. Please. Oh, okay. Oh.
Hey.
Hey, Renna. How are you? Cool. Well, folks, one time, if we can make some noise for Queen Key for coming to the Corner Store.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, you know, we are in the FDC space for a while. So part of what is going to happen now, post-interview, we have incredible DJs who are going to play music. We have Do Right Mars and Squeak on the ones and twos. Make some noise.
Police State and Squeak.
Oh, Police State. Okay. Yeah. All right. My bad. Also, we have a pop-up gallery right through that door in the Corner Store, and so I want to salute the vendors, Lone Wolf, Vice Versa Press, Bodega 18. Also, a lot of artists contributed originals for the space in the spirit of the Corner Store. Ali Six, Davey Friday, Farfan, Jeremy and Farah Tarachi. Gooseneck, Left-Handed Wave, Sophie Bell, Kevin Scannell, J.H. Jones, Filthy Rich. All these folks have contributed to make this day possible. Thank you to all of the artists. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Thank you to WGN Radio. Thank you, of course, to Queen Key. One more time for the Queen, y'all.
Thank y'all.
Also, get these free drinks and free snacks and free candy and put some money in the tip jar for the bartender and have fun.
Also, thank you to David Ho, is the artist who did the mural on the outside of the building of the Queen herself. So make sure you get a picture in front of the mural. David is, I'll introduce you for sure. Yeah. Again, thank you for being here, and thanks to all the folks who listen online. Make sure you go out and support Queen Key's music. Oh, where can people find you online, actually? Where's a good space for that?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Key is Queen, KEYISQUEEN.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Also, listen to EMP.
Yeah, EMP out now everywhere, period. Listen to it everywhere. Yep, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Tidal, everything.
All right, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo, we want to thank DJ Exist for the beat.
Langston Olsen for the art.
Big ups, Todd Manley at WGN Radio.
And Max and Dami, the Corner Store interns.
Salutes to our super producer, DJ Cash Era.
You can keep in tune with the Corner Store at cornerstore_pod on Instagram, Twitter, and SoundCloud.
Also, you can stream and download the Corner Store wherever you listen to podcasts.
And please rate and subscribe and comment on iTunes.
Please, y'all, consider giving us those 5 stars.
Thank you for listening.
We're going to see you next week.